Good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending May 29th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 5.2, next year 3.6, corn this year 20.9, next year 6.8, soybeans this year 11.0, next year 10.4. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. Cash hog prices today are called steady to $1 per hundredweight lower amid decreasing demand from packers. Terminals are called steady with a weak tone, with top prices in a range from $47 to $52. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, June 4th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,691. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67 to $73. The weighted average was 70.60. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.85 to $59.58. The weighted average was 55.36. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $18,175. The base price range was $65 to $75. The weighted average was $71.91. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.59 to $58.50, and the weighted average was $55.90. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We have more problems with wetness. The really wet conditions have shifted a little bit farther north. Yesterday, more rain earlier in the day and in the previous night across central Illinois and central Indiana, getting some big storms. There's still a lot of flood warnings across Indiana for small streams. And Last evening, the storm shifted northward, and we're looking at Iroquois County and parts of Ford and Livingston getting a lot of rain. And the heaviest rain, just extreme rainfall across eastern Kankakee County, northern Newton and Jasper counties in Indiana, southern Lake and Porter counties in Indiana, southern Will County in Illinois. So Will and Kankakee really just getting nailed, some places getting over 6 inches of rain. We had a report, measured report in Bourbonnais in Illinois of 5.2 inches of rain, although a cooperative observer in Bourbonnais reported just 1.1. So there's a wide variety of rainfall. But Watseka picked up another 1.05 inches, Kankakee 2.3. Bottom line is most fields in our two-state area are soaked. There are some pockets to the south that are not as soaked. Some places in west central and northwestern Illinois had not picked up the heaviest rain as yet, but we are seeing that more showers and thunderstorms are rolling across Illinois, northern Illinois right now, and that is aggravating the situation there just a bit. Eastern Iowa got hit again overnight, and over the last several days they've had a lot of rain, and it's just been a problem there as well. And we're looking at more rain in the forecast in the Midwest. As we go through the next week to 10 days, the heaviest rainfall and the most frequent rainfall will be in the Western Corn Belt, especially across South Dakota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. I think that a lot of fields there are just going to remain completely soaked. There will be a lot of rain still coming to parts of Iowa and northern Missouri and eastern Kansas as well, and that will touch parts of northern Illinois and Michigan. So probably not net drying in the next week, although the rainfall totals will probably be a little less than in the northwest Corn Belt. The areas that will probably experience net drying in part because it's going to be so warm will be southern parts of Missouri into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Ohio. And there are some fields in the southern Midwest that need some planting still, so the prospect there improves a bit. They're not going to turn completely dry, but there will be more dry days coming up to help the situation there. But the bottom line is this. We look at the Midwest. We've had a lot of rain in the last week. Planting is late in many areas. Some places will now need to be replanted because fields are just soaked and washed out. And some of it just probably won't get done because we're not going to be drying a lot of fields out very quickly here over the next week to 10 days. Shorter term, the showers and thunderstorms across northern Indiana and northern Illinois are going to migrate northward. The heaviest rains today will be in parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, southern Minnesota, and back to the northwest. But showers and thunderstorms will return to Illinois and Indiana tomorrow, especially later tomorrow into tomorrow night and Saturday before it all pushes northward yet again. So we do have another round of wet weather coming back in. As we take a look at the Delta, on the other hand, has been very dry of late, and more dry weather is expected through the weekend into the early part of next week. There is a chance that showers and thunderstorms will increase later next week, but they are very dry and do need some rain. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, there's been rain in Nebraska, parts of Kansas, and northeastern Colorado, and that'll continue. That'll help the filling and maturing crop. Farther south, occasional showers, but many dry days and very warm, so maturation and harvest should be favored by that. And in the northern plains spring wheat belt, frequent showers are expected to continue there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 791 and a quarter, up 1 1/4, last trade up 4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 755 and a half, up 2 1/2, last trade up 5. December, 793, up 1/2, last trade up 4 1/4. July corn opened at 615, up 1/2, last trade up 5 3/4. December, 643 and a quarter, up 1/4, last trade up 5 1/2. July beans opened at 1392, up 3, last trade up 20 1/2. November, 1379, down 3/4, last trade up 15. July soybean meal opened at 360.30, up 30, last trade up 480. July soybean oil opened at 60.47, unchanged, last trade up 96. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Crude oil prices have been softer over the last couple of days. The U.S. dollar is rallying, and commodity prices are higher than they were at the beginning of the week. Looks like traders finally have focused entirely on weather.
No, I don't know if they focused entirely on weather, but they sure have put it on the front burner again. Notice, too, Dave, that this morning the crude oil is higher.
I did.
Metals are a little bit lower, but the crude is back bouncing around higher, back up around 123.5. It seems to me that the trade had really totally ignored weather issues in the Midwest, which is a main growing area for crops, and has just, you know, started to look at it again. Today is the give-up date on for insurance purposes on the corn, and I know at our house the insurance agents called to find out if my husband has all his corn planted, so obviously there's some considerations there. The corn market, I think, just based on that and also on pretty darn good export bookings came out this morning, 21 million on the old crop, 7 million on the new, will be up at least 4 to maybe 6 or 7 cents.
And the bean exports also pretty doggone good.
Yeah, they were. Bean exports were good, really split just about half and half between old crop and new crop, totaled about 22 million bushel. Technically, the beans look good. We'll be up 12 to 18 cents today. Big factor this morning is going to be whether November beans are up over $14.10, close around $13.96 and a fraction. If we get over $14.10, we've got another dollar's worth of upside.
The wheat?
Wheat market probably be three, maybe as much as a dime higher. Export bookings were a little bit on the shy side there, both on old crop and new crop. We're seeing a lot of harvest pressure, and boy, the wheat basis has really fallen apart. Informa came out with a better crop estimate than a month ago.
About 20 seconds for CME livestock, please.
We'll be mixed. I think we'll be down 20 to up 40 type thing in both the cattle and the hogs. We're still looking at a slow wholesale pork market. Could be a little troublesome.
Thank you much, Ellen. Have a terrific day today. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 at willag.org.